Welcome to the intersection of technology, cybersecurity, and society. Welcome to ITSB Magazine. Every company has a story to tell, from the small startup to the large enterprise, and everything in between. This is one of them. Knowledge is power, now more than ever.
And Marco.
Sean, we're going to hear some more truth today, which is pretty rare lately.
Exactly. And in e-commerce and fintech financial services space, who lies?
Who?
Fraudsters.
Yeah.
You know what doesn't? You know what doesn't lie in that world?
Logs.
Logs. Exactly. Exactly. And not everybody does enough with their logs. And part of that is they're lazy. But the other part is it's hard if you don't have the right options to collect, analyze, and use it to make good decisions.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. As we've been talking, these conversations that we are inspired by a series of video made by Devo, where there are some honest truth confession by professionals. We have learned a few things, and we're going to learn a few more today. One that we learned is, like you said, logs don't lie, but sometimes you have to go through a lot of filters in order to find that truth. And quantity is not just always what is best. And today we have Mr. V, which is not really Mr.
Well, the confession is from Mr. V, and Mr. V is a digital security and fraud director, and we have the honor and pleasure of having Jill Orhan on from Devo with us, and she's going to break this confession down a bit, because as one can imagine, there's a lot of focus put on security incident response, and maybe not as much in the SIM world from the fraud perspective. And they can be very different things, but require a lot of the same data and could be some overlap there as well. But let's figure out what that looks like. Jill, it's good to have you on. Maybe a quick word about your role and what you're up to so folks know who they're hearing from.
Sure. Hi, this is Jill Orhan. I am the VP of Customer Success here at Devo. And so I have a few different groups that I'm responsible for, from customer support and education to knowledge management and our customer success managers. And we're really all about, you know, partnership with the customers and trying to deliver the best possible customer experience to them.
Perfect. Well, let's kick this off, because I kind of alluded to a little bit, and I like your perspective on this, the difference between security management and fraud management. There may be some overlap, but there's certainly a lot of differences. And even just from a business perspective, and maybe you can confirm this, security response is all about shutting things down and protecting and preventing the spread of something bad happening, whereas fraud is all about let it go through and we'll figure it out later, either write it off or try to get that money back somehow. So very different mindsets even. From a business perspective between the two groups. So how does a SIM solution kind of handle some of those differences between what's important to each different group?
Well, I think part of it's like you said, is that when you're talking about fraud, you're trying to get your system to help you make a judgment call, which can be hard. And so, and to be able to make a judgment call, you need a rich data set, which in some part is security logs and tell me about systems and, you know, what's is something being accessed that it shouldn't be accessed, or maybe a geography that I'm not expecting it from. But then other things are just relative to, you know, application systems, databases, transactions, user information, behavioral information, and then finding something that can blend that together in an analytic way, to your point, to give you a judgment call on a fraud detection and say, well, how bad is this? Or maybe in some cases I would shut it down. You know, like it's something that looks really out of bounds and I don't, you know, I know that Sean isn't in Indonesia, so I probably don't want him, you know, transacting in business there. But in other cases, it could be like, oh, Sean appears to be in Los Angeles and he's normally in San Francisco. That's more in the realm of possibility. So to your point, you need to be able to allow for that wiggle room. And so for someone like in the position of our Mr. V that's sitting on top of this information, you know, he needs a way to pull that together to help his organization take the risk assessment that they would make and apply it to the set of actions that are important.
So in this case, the confession is from somebody that works in a bank, as Sean mentioned, and it deals both with a lot of people as employees and, of course, even more as customers. So you have to balance the access and what happened in the background to all of this. So for me, it's an extremely, it gives me headaches when I think about that kind of information. And in this world, we're always looking for more data. You know, more data is always better. But the problem that this person, this confession brings up is that you need something that, yes, accept more data, can handle terabytes of data, but also a way to filter all of that because it becomes non-manageable. So how Devo comes in and what is your perspective when you sit down with the clients that have specific needs and say, help me to tune up, you know, the controls here to get what I really want, what I really need.
So I think with any of our customers, when they're trying to work through what matters about log ingestion, that there's always that, you know, what I call like an advisory period where they're looking for us to tell them sort of what is it out of these logs that's most valuable. And what we find is like certain flavors of logs, maybe like cloud logs, especially actually coming from some of the major providers, tend to be very voluminous. There's a lot of extra data in there that, say, for a fraud use case really isn't that valuable. And so it would take some time for our services people to work with them directly, parse through what's relevant to their particular use case and relevant to their environment, and try to drill down to what matters most. Because to your point, it's, you know, it's great to be able to hold the volume, but if you don't need to hold it, it doesn't have a purpose, then you probably shouldn't.
Now I want to touch quickly, Jill, on just the ingestion process. Because my view is, from security data perspective, a lot of those systems are well-defined. They're commercial applications, commercial systems. A lot of them have APIs and shims and other things built to share their logs and feeds with security management tools. But from a fraud perspective, we're looking at custom applications, custom databases, custom business workflows, connected to all kinds of different things, which probably introduces a lot of challenges with respect to is that data structured the way I expect it? Can I bring it in and connect it to other things that matter from the data set perspective? So how does Devo work with the customers to help deal with some of those challenges?
Well, I think the first thing is just as a platform characteristic, we're open and that you can take any kind of log data in. So we're not limited to the data type of, say, like, oh, we only take in network logs or we only take in cloud logs, right? It's like, to your point, it could be any kind of weird homegrown application that you have. And we run into that a fair amount where it's got some kind of funky custom, you know, log format that we need to be able to take care of. So normally that would be part of our implementation process with the services team. Again, to be able, we can ingest any of it raw and just start looking at it and examining it to see what's important and where the signal might lie. And then usually it involves a bit of customization in the platform to make sure that it can be utilized properly. And then the key other point there that's kind of underneath what you just said is the blending of that, a log source like that, into a data source diversity of like other kinds. So, and that's where you can start to layer the more interesting analytics and things on top.
So let's touch on the two things, which I think they come together, the globality of the service and how this kind of business, they work all over the world. And that's a problem on its own. Well, I mean, it's good for the business, but it's not so good for security. The other one, as you were mentioning, as you're responsible for the relationship with the customers, is how Devo comes in and try to really give the customer what they want, especially when you're facing such many differences that can be cultural, needs, technology, even bandwidth on how they can handle things, I assume. So how do you customize the service?
So I think if I take your first question first on the global side of it. So the, you know, especially when we work with large financial organizations, you know, most of them have some kind of a global footprint. And I think what we run into today is things with, you know, logs coming in from countries like China, logs coming in from countries like Frankfurt City, sorry, Germany. where there's special regulations on how that data gets handled, right? There's GDPR and things like that to watch out for. And so I think the benefit of a cloud platform is that you have the means to be able to put all of that data in one place. And then the thing that we need to be respectful of is whatever regulatory posture this company has decided on and how they want to be able to implement the platform requirements against that. And so we support that with a lot of tooling around, you know, role-based access and identity management and things like that to let customers do what they want to do. But it's something I think we bump into more and more these days, where it's just like there's a complexity of global operations that we run into.
And so to connect on the other one, you have to turn on and off few things, few knobs in order
to... And it's
to,
not a set it and forget it.
Right. And not the same for all.
No, and not the same for all at all, right? And so I think, so my team here in customer success, we work hand in hand with the professional services team. And so I would say our role on the front end of the process is to really look at the transformation objectives of the program. You know, what are they trying to do in the long term from a strategic outcome perspective, and to try to track that from beginning to end, where the services team was more working to try to stand them up from an implementation perspective.
And kind of to the point that I kind of jammed in there at the end as Marco was finishing his question, is it's not a set and forget it, right? So the whole point is to get things set so you know what rules you want to abide by with respect to what's a security incident, what's a fraud incident, and then you start monitoring and hopefully are prepared to handle what comes when something bad happens. And I alluded to this at the beginning, that a security incident may look very different from a fraud incident. And when it comes to response, there are a lot of systems that are in play from a security perspective when a response has to take place. And those may be very different again from a fraud perspective. So how... Again, as we're talking another integration and another customization example here, but what are some of the differences there that make it challenging for a fraud director to say, hey, I want to leverage my SIM, which traditionally is used for security, to help me respond to fraud events?
So I think one of the things that's really important there is the real-time nature of fraud detection, right? And so, like we've been talking about, this all lies on a foundation of, you know, data volume and data diversity, the analytics on top of that. And then how do you apply that in some kind of a real-time way that actually you can stop an action if you need to in a real-time sense? So if I get a fraud alert on my phone, right, because I'm in a unusual location making a strange transaction, you know, the amount of real-time connectivity that it took to make that happen is pretty significant, right? And probably different from what some of these other systems would demand, and also different from how many kinds of security technologies operate, which is to say that they're not running necessarily real time, all of them, or sending their logs real time, all of them. And so you need to be able to sit on top of data types with those different timeframes and then weave it together into a real time thread, right, to intersect with action in the real world, right, to stop an activity if you need to.
All right, Sean, I think we dig deeper than that video that we are referring to. And the invitation, though, as we didn't mention at the beginning of this conversation, but it's Divo is doing something where we poke a little bit of fun in the industry, but is a joke. And many times when you say a joke, you put a little bit of truth in there. And
always a slice of truth.
Always. And, you know, who else better than the professionals can help us to tell what the real problems are?
Exactly.
As we clearly see in this conversation, that is not an answer that fits all the questions.
Definitely not. And the whole series, Marco, brings five confessions together. Each one is unique in its own way, different roles, different industries, different problems. And they all have a common theme, right? They all want more data, but they also need more clarity and they need more confidence in what they're doing. And it's great to have these conversations to kind of break down what those truths are. And the logs have the truth. And I would encourage everybody to go to logshonesttruth.com and catch all five videos there. You'll also catch the conversations we have with Divo on each of these topics. And with that, I want to take a moment to thank Jill for sharing her insight across many different customers, different types, different sizes from all over the world. Great experience chatting with you, Jill. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Marco.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this conversation. If you learned something new and the story made you think, then share ITSBmagazine.com with your friends, family, and colleagues. We hope you will come back for more stories and follow us on our journey. You can always find us at the intersection of technology, cybersecurity, and society.